On 94.6 FM, you're tuned to Onda Thero International.
There is a place where I can go when I feel low, when I feel blue, and it's my mind, and there's no time.
John Lennon, the first Beatle, born 1940, died 1980. John Winston Lennon was born in Liverpool on the 9th of October 1940. Julia Lennon struggled to raise him while her husband Freddie was at sea. By his return in November 1944, she was pregnant by a soldier and John was with his uncle. The new baby was adopted and Julia moved in with another man. John's unstable early life soon showed in his character. He was thrown out of infant school. His despairing father went back to sea, and he was farmed out to Julia's sister, Mimi. He suffered from dyslexia, which brought a quirky style to his later writing. His teachers were more concerned with his bad manners, theft, and bullying. At the end of 1952, John's relationship with his mother was restored. She bought his first guitar after Elvis Presley's Heartbreak Hotel gave him a musical itch. Inspired by the growth of skiffle bands around the country, John formed his first band, the Quarrymen, in 1957. On the 6th of July, they played a gig where he was introduced to James Paul McCartney. Although a year younger than John, Paul was a better guitarist and got himself a place in the band. Paul wanted his friend George Harrison to join, but he was only 14 and John wouldn't let him join for a year. The Quarrymen were together until 1959. By then, Mimi had got John into Liverpool College of Art. Paul and George were studying at the Liverpool Institute next door, and the three played and sung through lunch and break times. John's behaviour became even less stable after his mother was run over and killed in 1958.
Help, I need somebody.
Help,
not just anybody.
Help,
you know I need someone.
Help.
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
He'd started going steady with Cynthia Powell, a fellow student. He'd moved in with his friend Stuart Sutcliffe to form a new band with Paul and George. Sutcliffe came up with a name, The Beatles, from the film The Wild One. John gave it a rhythmic slant, turning B-E-E-T into B-E-A-T, and the Beatles became The Beatles. The break came in August 1960, when club owner Alan Williams got the Beatles a residency at the Club Indra in Hamburg. They returned to Hamburg in the spring of 1961 to play at the Top Ten Club. During this trip, Stuart Sutcliffe fell in love with a German girl, Astrid Kircher, and left the band. He died a little over a year later. Back home, the Beatles now found it easy to get gigs in a basement club called The Cavern and became a big attraction. A version of My Bonnie was in demand at the NEMS record shop run by Brian Epstein. Intrigued, he made the first of many visits to the cavern in October 1961. In January 1962, he became their manager, and in April 1962, the Beatles were headlining at Hamburg's Star Club. On the 1st of January, the band had made a demo for Decca, but it was rejected. The tape went to George Martin at EMI, who gave them a session in June. He was dissatisfied with the drumming of Pete Best, who was replaced by Richard Starkey or Ringo Starr. Martin was wary of the band doing their own material, but Paul's Love Me Do became their first single, quickly followed by John's Please Please Me. Lennon married a pregnant Cynthia on the 23rd of August, and on the 8th of April 1963, John Charles Julian was born. John had little time for family life. The band recorded an album in a single night in the middle of a nationwide tour, which propelled them into a headlining role on a tour in March. Beatlemania was the term coined to describe the screaming young girls who lost control every time the Beatles were mentioned, and the band's appearance on the 1963 Royal Variety Show sealed the nation's approval. The leap of I Want to Hold Your Hand to number one in America was unique, and in February 1964 the band left on their first US tour. By April, they held the top five positions in the American singles chart.
Well, shake it up, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby, now.
Come on, baby.
Come on and work it on out.
Work it on out.
Well, work it on out, honey.
Work it on out.
You know you look so good.
Look so good.
You know you got me going now.
Got me going.
Just like a new.
They followed their triumph with A Hard Day's Night, a film probably planned merely as a vehicle for the soundtrack, but was successful in its own right. Later in 1964, the band made a world tour which repeated the format of ecstatic crowds and constant police protection. John became a best-selling author with his books John Lennon in His Own Right and A Spaniard in the Works, and the band released Beatles for Sale. John had bought a mansion in Surrey, and after the rigours of touring, which had continued until September 1965, he almost hibernated there. There was a void which couldn't be filled by his family, for his relationship with Cynthia and Julian was minimal, so he turned to the first of many alternatives, including LSD. After the American tour of 1966, John went straight into filming Richard Lester's How I Won the War. He also continued his LSD journey in London. On the 9th of November, 1966, he met artist Yoko Ono, who was in London with her husband and also her daughter. She decided that John was for her, and he was infatuated.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time.
1967 was the high point of flower power, and the Beatles' album, Sgt. Pepper and His Lonely Hearts Club Band, became the monument of the era. By now, Paul was the driving force of the band, and John's resentment was a feature of a general frustration within the Beatles. George's encouragement, they came under the influence of the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. On the 27th of August 1967, they were with him when they heard of Brian Epstein's suicide. The main project that year was the Magical Mystery Tour, which contained John's I Am the Walrus. The Beatles broke with the Maharishi in February 1968, after which John sank back into drug taking. Cynthia and he had been leading separate lives for years, and after she returned from a trip to Greece, he decided to make his relationship with Yoko public, which he did in June. The couple then spent a honeymoon at Ringo's flat. The 1968 album was simply called The Beatles, but is best known as the White Album. The single from it, Hey Jude, was the first on Apple Records, their own label. John and Yoko brought out their album Two Virgins, followed on 18th of October by their arrest for possessing drugs. 2 weeks later, Yoko miscarried. The next week, John pleaded guilty at the drugs trial and was fined £150. At the beginning of 1969, the Beatles began work on Let It Be. An attempt to film them working, and also Yoko's presence, were disruptive. Finally, they took the gear to the flat roof of the Apple Corporation's Savile Row headquarters and played a live set. The differences opened into hostility over the question of management. Paul favoured music business lawyer Lee Eastman, but John preferred Alan Klein, the accountant and the manager of the Rolling Stones. George and Ringo sided with John, and the row ended in an open feud.
People say say I'm crazy doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange.
In March 1969, John and Yoko got married in Gibraltar, followed by the first Bed Inn in Amsterdam, in an advertisement for peace. Their identity as artists of controversy and promotion was described in John's song, The Ballad of John and Yoko. They went to Toronto in May for another Bed Inn, recording Give Peace a Chance in the hotel bedroom. In September 1969, Abbey Road was released, and the same month, John and Yoko flew to Toronto to play at a rock and roll revival show. His arrival on stage with Eric Clapton, Klaus Voormann and Alan White was the debut of the Plastic Ono Band. In October, Yoko had another miscarriage. John blamed drug use and attempted to get himself off heroin. A trip to Greece was marked by the wedding album. In 1970, Instant Karma was created, recorded, and released in just 10 days.
Gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead. What in the world are you thinking of?
Before Let It Be was released, Paul announced his retirement from the Beatles. 1971 saw the division of the Beatles' assets, and animosity between John and Paul grew and was made public in press interviews. John and Yoko had settled in New York. He was mixing with some very left-wing radicals, attracting the attention of the US Immigration Services, who ordered his deportation after his visa expired in February 1972. John Lennon began a four-year battle for a green card and couldn't leave America in case he was not allowed back in. Relied on drink and drugs to deal with the pressures. An 18-month period known as the Lost Weekend began as he left for Los Angeles with his secretary, May Pang, when Yoko kicked him out. His mind cleared enough for him to produce Walls and Bridges in October 1974. This contained his first number one American single, Whatever Gets You Through the Night. By 1975, order was returning, and in January, the Beatles split officially. John got back with Yoko. He'd regained his optimism and creativity, and was working with David Bowie on his Young Americans album. Yoko became pregnant. On the 9th of October 1975, she gave birth to a son. John saw it as a miracle, and Sean Taro Ono O'Lennon was treated just as this.
I can hardly express my mixed emotions at my thoughtlessness. After all, I'm forever in your debt.
John now immersed himself in his duties as a house husband and a proud father. An ocean voyage in August 1980 gave John a new sense of himself, sparking off a fit of songwriting. He recorded over 20 songs at an impressive speed. They were included in a new album, Double Fantasy, released on the 17th of November and revealed a new maturity. Having celebrated his 40th birthday, he was ready to capitalise on his rediscovered music with more writing. However, everything stopped at 10:50 p.m. on the 8th of December. Mark Chapman, 25-year-old fan and born-again Christian, put four bullets into John's back as he returned from the studio. John died at the Roosevelt Hospital shortly after his arrival there. He was cremated on the 10th of December at the Hartsdale Crematorium. 4 days later, 100,000 people in Central Park observed 10 minutes silence in his memory.
There's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
You're tuned to 94.6 FM, and you've just been listening to the John Lennon story. And now, Vince...